This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
He is Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. March Madness is almost underway. We're about, 10 minutes away from that. But the madness over the Dome continues with the Browns. And the latest shots fired came from City Hall. And the man who is our embedded correspondent in this war over the new playing facility for the Browns, his name is Daryl Ryder. You know him and love him from not only his reports here on 92.3 The Fan, but from the podcast It's Always Game Day in Cleveland. Hello, Daryl. How are you?
Hello, boys.
Hi, Dean.
How's your voice?
I'm hanging in there.
It's getting better. It sounds better. All right. You know, I got to let you know, Jeff is very, very excited about one thing we're doing. So I need you to listen, and then I need your reaction. Here we go, Jeff. Go.
Okay.
Baskin and Phelps present Getting to Know Carson Wentz.
The excitement, D, it's building like crazy. I just got to tell you. Carson Wentz, of course, started his career with Philadelphia, but he's played for five teams in the last five seasons. Philadelphia, Indy, Washington, the Rams, Kansas City, was the starting quarterback for six seasons until the middle of 2022. Then he was benched by Ron Rivera in Washington after six games for Taylor Heinicke. The last 2 years, he started just two games, played in five. In the last 2 years, Carson Wentz has thrown a total of 43 NFL passes, which means he's fresh, Andy, and good to go.
Oh, that's great. There you have it, Daryl Ryder. That is Jeff Phelps' latest hourly update as we get to know Carson Wentz. Daryl, if the Browns want Carson Wentz, why wouldn't they just go get him right now? Why do we have to sit around and go, well, Carson, you know, we really, really, really want to marry this other person, but you know what? If they don't want to meet us at the altar, I guess we'll take you.
I think you just answered your own question.
Thank you.
Waiting for the Russ bus.
That's ridiculous. The whole storyline's ridiculous.
Translation, they really don't want him, but if he's the best that they can do, they'll take him.
So you have that.
So they want him more than Joe Flacco? Because I don't. They're not courting Joe Flacco anymore. I heard his name 1,000 times, too.
Yeah, well, I feel like a prophet because I told you this is the way it was going to be. There are no good options. And, well, guess what? There are no good options. So thank you, Andrew Berry, for proving me right once again. There are no good options, and, I think Barry's trying to find, as I like to say, the best of the worst that's available. So that's really where they're at, you know, trying to, wait for Russell Wilson to make a decision. And if it's not going to be Cleveland, then, you know, Barry's got to go back down dumpster diving for the next guy. And whether that ends up being Carson Wentz or somebody else, I think it's safe to say they're going to draft a quarterback or two here as well. But if they had to play a game tomorrow, Kenny Pickett would be your starting quarterback. And if that doesn't get you fired up for some Cleveland Browns football, I don't know what will.
Daryl, could you live with Carson Wentz, Jalen Milroe, Kenny Pickett?
Jeff, I can live with just about anything.
Okay.
I mean, I kind of feel like I feel like the number two pick is going to get used on a quarterback.
Okay, that would probably mean Sanders, right?
Yeah, I'm not saying that's the right thing to do. I'm not saying that I agree with it or I'm advocating for it. But I just kind of feel like that's the path we are headed towards, right?
Adam Schefter of ESPN the other day said it's all full steam ahead for Cam Ward at number one right now is the way that he's hearing it. So that would mean Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah. So, I mean, that bright light, that pinhole of bright light at the end of the tunnel is getting bigger and bigger and bigger as you move down the tracks here. And, I think they're going to go quarterback at two. Not because they want to, but because, well, they kind of have to at this point.
All right, Daryl, let's talk dome. Shots fired by both sides this week. Where are we on the dome?
Oh, it's getting ugly.
We are nowhere further along than we were a week ago. The Browns refiled their complaint in U.S. District Court, in which, if you read between the lines, what they're saying is the city of Cleveland didn't exactly come to the table in good faith negotiations with them. One of the things alleged is that as part of a renovation, the only thing Cleveland really offered was $20 million up front for construction for a $1 billion project. How's that going to work? Hmm. And then another 340 plus million over the course of 30 years. Then the city of Cleveland also wanted to cap the capital improvement expenditures as well, which that's not how leases are done. The Browns are arguing that, under the Commerce Clause in the U.S. Constitution, you can't do what the city of Cleveland's trying to do here with the Modell Law. They're conflating what the Browns are trying to do by building in Brook Park with Art Modell ripping the franchise from Northeast Ohio and turning them into the Baltimore Ravens down in Maryland. And then obviously yesterday, Mayor Bibb fired back with a scathing letter. And then also, too, the downtown community, I'm trying to remember what they call themselves, Downtown Cleveland Incorporated, who has backed the opposition to the Brook Park project. Michael Diemer is the gentleman's name. He's the CEO of Downtown Cleveland Incorporated. He fired off a scathing rebuke of the Brook Park proposal. Then I guess Chris Ronayne at some gathering yesterday continued along his support for not having this project go forward.
His support for Cuyahoga County that he's in charge of?
His support for the city of Cleveland.
Oh, wait, is he the mayor of Cleveland now? Is Chris Ronayne the mayor? I don't understand. Chris Ronayne's constituents are Cuyahoga County. Am I wrong or am I right? Somebody want to help me with us?
You're right about that part.
I don't understand why the county is even speaking. They should just stop.
The county is being asked for.
Yeah, but I don't. I like
$178 million.
Represent the county. The county voted for you, not the city of.
I
understand. I get
too.
Mayor Bibb. I understand that, and he's doing his job. But the county needs to just keep their mouth shut on this and move forward. They represent the good people of Brook Park. They represent the good people of Cleveland. Stay out of it. It drives me nuts.
Well, the county's being asked to be on the hook for $600 million, even though they're only being asked for the $178 million, because the county is being asked to backstop or co-sign the bonds for Brook Park, which would be $422 million. And so what Ronayne is saying is that's just too risky of a financial proposition for the county.
What would the county be on the hook for in the city of Cleveland?
$0 if they go to Brook Park for Cleveland, but the county would be on the hook for potentially $600 million because, again, they would be co-signing for Brook Park's bonds. So the county is involved here in a rather significant way. So I certainly I certainly understand why, you know, Chris Ronayne has been, you know, talking about this. But I think what needs to happen, two things. One, they just got to get this thing resolved, okay? And in my opinion, that just involves the Browns cutting a check to the city of Cleveland to tell them to go away and shut up.
And that's the end-all be-all, right? Isn't that
right.
What we're – I mean, we're sitting here and we're listening to two sides bicker over this whole thing.
Right.
And the city's just looking for a check.
Yep.
Browns, just give them a check and end this thing.
Yeah. I mean, that's really what this comes down to. I mean, sources I spoke to told me about the initial meeting with Mayor Bibb in September when they informed him that they would pursue Brook Park, and then Bibb begged them to keep their mouths shut about it until the federal dollars for the lakefront came through, which, by the way, now don't even know if Cleveland's actually getting those federal dollars with the new structure of the federal government and this and the new administration. That now is a thing.
Hmm.
Cleveland may not be getting the $130 million or so dollars that they were promised from the federal government for the North Coast. We have to wait and see on that now. But, you know... It's a situation where, you know, the first thing Mayor Bibb did was start asking the Browns for money. Demo the stadium. Give me money for small businesses, a.k.a. the guys selling T-shirts on the corners. Because there are no small businesses around the stadium. And you don't support the West 6th tailgate. You had that shut down this past year because the city didn't want to do its job and keep it secure. Which one of the few actual economic drivers around Browns games, unrelated to, I don't know, guys sitting in the parking lot flipping burgers and drinking beer, you know. So this double talk that the mayor has right now, but the first thing he did was ask the Browns for money. So it's no surprise that it's gone down this. And the problem is the mayor tells the Browns one thing and then goes out in public, does the exact opposite, or says the exact opposite. So there's no trust between these two parties, which is why the courts are involved. So, you know, the court's got to figure this thing out. The federal court, you know, the Cuyahoga Common Police Court, City of Cleveland wants money from the Browns. You know, so there's that aspect of it. But I think this whole thing ends with the Browns cutting a big fat check, Mayor Bibb shutting up, and the Browns putting shovels in the ground in Brook Park.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Daryl Ryder joining us, our Browns beat reporter. I have two things on this. I mentioned yesterday, you know, the mayor came out and said the Haslams, and I forget exactly the way he worded it.
He called it a scheme.
Scheme on the taxpayers' back or something like that, right?
Backs of fans.
Right. Well, if Cleveland is planning to sink huge money into renovating the old place, where is that money coming from? Taxpayers.
Right.
So either way here, taxpayers are involved in this.
Well, the thing of it is Cleveland's going to save a lot of money. They don't have to own a stadium anymore.
Right.
They don't have to spend tens of millions of dollars in upkeep that they don't have. They can't even come up with, and this is what the Browns filed in federal court, and this is what they put in their refile, is that the city never put a concrete plan of how to pay for the renovation in front of them. that everything the city painted was with broad strokes. There was no detail in the plan of where the money's going to come from and how they're going to pay for it. Very publicly, the mayor last August put out that plan where, you know, parking revenue for event days at the stadium from, I think it was the Willard Garage and the Muni lot, that would go towards financing the city's portion of the renovation, right? And then, you know, sales tax and, you know, all the existing
stuff. Wait, we're getting more tax if they're going to stay downtown too?
So. No, it's the existing stuff that is in play now would continue. So there's a dispute there, right? The Browns say, well, the city hasn't provided details, but you look at the city proposal and there actually are some details. Now, you might not like those details, because a big component for the Brook Park project and why the Browns really want to do this are the additional revenue streams that come with parking. And, you know, the Browns control no parking around the Lakefront Stadium. That is all run by the city. So that is a revenue stream that's not available to the Browns right now. The Browns believe that by building a dome, they're going to be able to recruit additional events that the city cannot recruit either with an open-air stadium or the existing stadium. Again, folks are challenging that. I can tell you this, you can't even apply to host a Final Four or college football playoffs or try and get the NFL draft or, you know, Taylor Swift or whoever the hot mega act is that's going to Detroit and going to Indianapolis, but not coming to Cleveland. I mean, they're going to Pittsburgh for crying out loud. Okay. But they're not coming to Cleveland. That current stadium is not designed and built to handle things. When national TV comes to town, they got to park all the trucks on the street because you can't get them in the stadium. Yeah. So, there are legit problems with the existing stadium, but what's happening right now, it just feels like a bunch of kids bickering back and forth at each other,
Daryl,
you're not getting anywhere with this.
That's the one thing that I wanted to ask you about. If the county truly want the Haslams to be downtown,
right?
Why are they saying all these nasty things about them, and why are they making this an animosity filled situation? When I would think the end result is, how can you best serve the fans, the citizens, the governments, and the team? And the way to do that is not by bickering at each other like absolute crazy here. I'm stunned that common sense hasn't allowed some of these people to sit down and actually try and hammer something out.
Well, here's, I think, what's going on. I think the business community downtown is threatened by the development aspect. I raised this question a couple months ago.
More than the stadium, the whole thing that they're going to put
right,
out there. Yeah.
Exactly. They're concerned because the Haslams want to build this mixed-use development. It's going to get done in phases. The first phase would open with the dome. Now, the cynics would say, well, once that gets built, nothing else will get built. And there may be some truth to that, right? If the market doesn't support additional Brook Park development, the odds of it getting built are probably slim to none, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there is a first phase that would be built in conjunction with the dome and would open in conjunction with the dome. But keep in mind, there's a $3.5 billion bedrock led riverfront development, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's also questions, okay, if the Browns do go to Brook Park, then something's got to be done with the lakefront, right? Well,
yeah.
Can this market support all these additional developments getting built simultaneously? The other part of this, too, is the housing.
Are you saying put people to work?
Is that what I hear
in the background?
Yeah. No. The issue is they're all targeting high-end residential stuff. You go look to buy a new house in the area, you're starting price tags around $400,000. They're not building new homes for lower income folks here. These developers, you know, the bedrock development, they're not building $100,000 homes for people. They're going to be competing in that $500,000 range, right? The Haslams are not going to build homes in Brook Park for poor people. They're also going to be competing for those $500,000 range, okay? So you have I think that's why the business community right now is so aligned with the mayor and the county executives not wanting Brook Park built, because they feel like it's going to jeopardize everything they're trying to do downtown. And they've said as much.
Or lower the cost of all this new construction down here if they need to do it.